This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to discuss the New York Times in a front-page editorial, which they say actually that they have not done since the 1920s, or since 1920, that is, put a editorial on their front page, arguing that there need to be more gun control. There needs to be more restrictions. You citizens, you people, you shouldn't be able to own these kind of guns like were used in California this past week. And they want the government to do something about it, which, of course, as Mark suggested, would likely mean door-to-door, house-to-house searches for these kinds of weapons in order to have any kind of effect at actually doing something about getting them off the streets, which, of course, wouldn't actually do that, given that there are places and countries where there are more severe gun restrictions, like France, and there are, of course, still criminals who have access to things like that. So, you know, that's what they put out there. You're welcome to respond to it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Mark, you're going to be telling us about millennials and a new, is it a study that finds that they... Obviously, this is a general statement that millennials are more useless than previous generations.
That's the claim.
All right, we'll get into that. First, we've got Wiz Khalifa on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was just calling you guys because I just got done watching a 60-minute special that was just on TV about college CIs, informants for the police in Old Miss. And they had several kids recently that one kid killed himself, supposedly, because he was selling weed, and he got caught, and they used him to, get 10 other people caught, and he ended up he decided to take his own life, I guess. His parents say that they don't think he did, but it kind of looks like that was the case. But anyway.
Now, wait, are you specifically saying these are college-age informants, or did you misspeak when you said college earlier?
No, they're kids. They're kids in college at Old Miss. And there's a whole...
Old Miss.
Like,
what's that?
There's
university.
Yeah, it's the university. Mark.
Mississippi?
Right?
Yes. It's in Mississippi.
I don't even know. I've heard of it before, though.
Okay, so anyways, specifically focusing on informants at one school. Got it. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, just after watching it, and I went on CBS. They had, like, the CBS 60 Minutes Overtime, and there was one kid that said no, and he wouldn't do it. And he ended up getting, like, 2 months of probation or something. You know, it was just something very minimal.
But really?
They told him basically his life would be over if he didn't cooperate and do what they wanted him to do. And, you know, it just makes me, you know, I've got two kids of my own. So it really makes me realize, you know, as soon as I got done watching it, I told my son, I was like, if you ever get stopped by the police, they're not your friend. Don't tell them anything. Tell them you want to talk to an attorney or you want to talk to your parents. Whatever. Don't tell them anything.
It's good advice.
Yeah, they might be useful if you're, say, lost and you need some directions and you go to them.
Even then, I've seen them be rude.
No, I've seen that, but I think it's less likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't tell them anything. I mean, if the only time you ever need to talk to them is if they pull you over, you know, be halfway polite so that you don't get a ticket. But at the end of the day, they're not going to help you. That's what I think.
Well, actually, you don't have to talk to them when you get pulled over, and whether you do you don't may or may not have an effect on whether or not you can get a ticket. I know there are some people out there who believe they are very, very good at sort of manipulating the police by crying or just joking with them or something like that. And, you know, if you've got a system, by all means, work your system. But I think a general thing is that you should not talk to the police at a stop. If you want to, you can give them your name, but you don't even have to do that. All you really have to do, now this isn't legal advice, it's just my understanding of the way things are in the United States at least, is that when you're pulled over, you're only obligated to provide them with your license, registration, and if you're in a state that requires insurance, proof of insurance. And that's it. So if a cop pulls you over and you don't want to talk to him, like if you want to try out this whole not talking to police thing, that's actually a time at which that it can be, you know, a lower risk encounter. I mean, sure, they can still pull you from the car, beat you, smash your camera on the pavement. You never know who, you never know which kind of cop you're dealing with, but relatively safe to just quietly hand the officer the required paperwork and then just stare at them or just look forward.
I haven't honestly actually been listening to the show, but I'm watching on the live cam right now, and I'm wondering why Ian is wearing green. What is he wearing?
We'll tell you.
Ian is one of Santa's little helpers. He's got on his elf sweater.
Does that make you okay, Santa, Mark?
I'm not wearing red.
No. It's Tipsy Elves, actually, since you asked Wiz Khalifa. It is a new sponsor of Free Talk Lives.
Ugly sweaters. Yes, that's
yes,
awesome.
You got it. Yeah, very, very ugly sweaters.
Ugly enough that you commented on it, pal.
Yeah, and we didn't coordinate tonight. I just felt like putting it on because it's been a little while since I've worn mine a few days.
They are warm.
Yeah, I was a little chilly, actually. That was my motivation for putting it on because they're pretty good sweaters. And there's all kinds of, like, there's way uglier sweaters than this one on their site, like even more garish. If you can believe
they're
it.
They're more garish, but nothing more dorky than the one you've got on, pal.
I can own dorky. That's okay. TipsyElves.com. Go there. You'll get 20% off. And Wiz, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. They're super ugly, and they're great for any Christmas event or Christmas party or just going to work and, you know, being the talk of the office.
Well, look, he's seeing you on the cam, decides to comment on a national radio show about it.
We didn't put him up to that, though.
This is a way to get conversation going. Consider this. What if you're at the Christmas party and some pretty girl, you want to have a conversation with her, and she decides, oh, look, an ugly sweater. Maybe I'll comment on it. She's not going to think that you take yourself too seriously if you've got, oh, I don't know, Santa's helper on or the Jesus birthday boy one that I've got.
Yeah, that one's funny.
Daryl's, the one with the humping reindeer on it. I mean, you know, she's going to realize, hey, this is a fun-loving guy.
That's a good idea there, Mark. Go to tipsyelves.com, use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off site-wide. So they don't just have the ugly sweaters. They also have other products as well, including onesies. So
true.
You can get onesies there. They also have a lot of collegiate logo stuff. So if you like colleges, we were just talking about Miss You or whatever that was.
You, Old Miss.
You Miss. Old Miss.
Right. You Miss. Yeah. Indeed.
You know what the college is that you're into if you're into that stuff, and they've probably got the logo on something. So tipsyelves.com, code FTL for that 20% off. Nick is in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hey, Nick.
Hey. Don't liberal policies prevent repeated revolutions where, you know, they don't need to happen constantly? You know, one historical revolution is nice, but if we have to have a revolution every 5 or 10 years, don't liberal policies sort of just prevent that from having to happen?
What's a liberal policy? Yeah, give me an example.
Can you give me an example of this happening?
Well, like income redistribution.
One of the things I think about that when I think to myself is that it's pretty desperate of a group of people to point out, hey, those people have more money than us if everybody's getting richer. If so, for instance, let's say Donald Trump gets, for every $100 out there, I make $1 extra per year. He makes $100 extra per year. Pretty quickly, he's going to be a lot wealthier than I am. But I'm still better off every single year, you know? And for the richest people in the world and one of the richest countries in the world to say, oh, look, there's richer people than we are, seems really, selfish to me.
Isn't that the fear behind those policies?
So I think that fear is behind that policies. I think that fear is behind those policies, but I doubt that it's going to happen in a wealthy nation like this. I have yet to see the underpinnings of a revolution in the United States. Do you see any?
Well, isn't that what this agitation's all about? The mass shootings, the gun violence. There's always going to be the canary in the coal mine, and I think that's what's happening.
I don't know. I mean,
the guy in the person who was the primary shooter in San Bernardino worked for the government.
The guy that was the primary shooter in the Colorado abortion clinic shooting was a conservative.
Well, social unrest in general, that's what the liberal policies are, I think, designed to quell.
I think that there is some argument for that.
Thanks, Nick, for your call here tonight. Would when King George was taxing tea at, what was it, 1% or something like that, was that a liberal policy?
Those are just people that wanted to be free.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. It is the live Sunday edition. Coming up, millennials. Are they more useless in general, than previous generations? Mark has that story And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Do you miss an episode? No problem. Just go and grab it. It's free. And in fact, the entire website is free. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours, just go see it for yourself. freetalklive.com. There's a bookmark that I've seen you carrying about. I have yet to have a chance to start it myself, but I love the topic, immigration. It is much needed, this information in the book. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's David Hathaway's his new book, Immigration, The Individual versus National Borders, and it takes apart arguments made by Austrian economists like Hoppe and Rothbard, who adopted in their writings a position against open borders, a position that many libertarians take. And so he's taken apart these arguments against open borders while supporting the position that an individual property owner has the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto their property. You'll often hear people say things like, oh, you know, you want to let immigrants in? Well, what if we just move, they just moved into your living room? He's rebutting that particular point of view. You can get a copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon and get it either its print or Kindle form. It's Immigration, Individual versus National Borders by David Hathaway.
All right, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, to the phones, and in this case, to Skype, where Nathan in Texas is on the line. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. Hey. So you had an interesting guy in the first hour talking about liberals versus conservatives, and yes. Just on a side note, that Russo is sort of a slime ball if you read his personal life. He had, like, 5 kids and gave them all to orphanages, so he's a thoroughly disreputable fellow, in addition to also... having some weird ideas.
Yeah, but, one of the thing about old writers is there just weren't that many literate people back then. So the suggestion that because somebody is old, they have a good philosophy, really not so great.
And he talked about one of the issues that came up was whether conservatives and liberals exist and to what extent ideology exists. And Mark, if you're interested in this kind of thing, there's a researcher named John Jost who wrote a really good paper about this, basically just exploring all these intricacies of, well, are they liberals and conservatives, and if so, how do they vote, and what changes their opinions on things, and this sort of thing. And it's called The End of the End of Ideology, because apparently in that 1950s period you were talking about, there were a lot of people that thought, well, now World War II is over, ideology is over, and I guess that, you know, the 1950s will go on forever or something. but his work seems, and I haven't read a lot of it, just this one paper, but a lot of his work focuses around, you know, does ideology exist? And, you know, he'll say things like, well, conservative favors tradition over, change or new experiences, or conservatives will favor economic inequality. And he's got lots of tables and charts and things like that. So I think you'd find that really interesting.
John Jost.
Yes, John Jost, The End of the End of Ideology.
Got it.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. Millennials. Oh, Mark, go ahead.
Well, I was just in response to that. One thing that I find interesting is when you talk to people, the idea that this form of government that we have today is the end-all, be-all of government. So it's like they can't see down the line. Can you try to predict for me? I'd love somebody to call in and try to predict what government's going to look like in 100 years. Because I don't know the answer to that question. But I suspect there'll be more human freedom. You know, now with the internet, everybody's got a voice. People use the term democratic. The internet is democratic. The internet isn't democratic. It's individualistic.
Yeah, so, you don't get to decide what happens to my website by a vote.
Right. And, you don't decide what's on my Facebook page, what I post on there.
Facebook can decide.
Facebook does get to
decide.
It's
not a good example of private property.
I'm not claiming it's a good example of private property. Oh, okay. I said it was individualistic.
I see.
Facebook does let you to be largely individualistic on your page.
Well, generally the reason why the internet is individualist is because it's private property, because you own your website. And that's why Facebook's not a good example, because Facebook can change the rules and pull the carpet out from under you anytime they want to. Of course, there's also terms of service with a lot of the service providers that host websites out there, but you could also, you can host yours outside of the country if you want to get around some of those rules. So there's a lot more freedom on the internet, and that's because of private property.
not democratic choice or whatever.
Well, I tend to agree. Let's go on to this study regarding millennials.
Where's it coming from, the study?
The ETS study is what it's called. ETS is what it, that's what it's called.
Is that like the Pew Research Group? Is it the group that did the study, ETS?
I'm sorry, buddy. I don't know. It's at ETS.org.
Okay, so that's the website.
Yeah.
Got it.
You go there. It's Educational Training, Educational Testing Services.
Got it.
Yeah, from the Program for International Assessment of Adult Competencies is what this is from. And now this, the article I got was from Bro Bible, which sounds a lot less reputable, but okay. I did go and check. I just like the way they wrote it out a lot better than the ETS study. So anyway, they tested individuals aged 16 to 65 across 23 countries to measure literacy, numeracy, and problem solving in a technology-rich environment. So they tested lots of people in lots of age groups. Got it? Okay. Across the board, American millennials scored terribly, they say, feeble, wet fart, on the competency scale when compared with their foreign counterparts. Long thought to be the most technologically savvy and educated generation in history, American millennials aged 16 to 34.
So this is American millennials, not millennials globally.
America, it does not, this article does not...
They tested American millennials against other millennials as well as other age groups.
Right. They're just looking at competencies in these areas. And you know, you've heard it over and over again that kids know computers. Apparently, kids know Instagram and Candy Crush.
Okay.
They don't know computers. Necessarily.
All right.
So here we go. People aged 16 to 34 just can't hack it when it comes to skills employers are looking for. Japan crushed it, but there's no indication as to whether or not Japanese's cultural infatuation with tentacle porn is has any bearing on workplace competency.
Here are some of the creepy.
Yeah, it is.
You've seen it.
Okay. I have. Yeah, I've seen pictures. I'm not happy about it. Here's some key findings from the study. So these are bullet points. You got to absorb them as I give them to you. One, in literacy, U.S. millennials scored lower than 15 of the 22 participating countries. Now, they're not checking people in Botswana, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're not out
there
developed
countries.
Beating the bushes in the Amazon looking for millennials. These are in developed countries and testing, you know, I don't know, where the competition is on a global scale.
So 15 out of 22 were countries, millennials, were higher scoring than American millennials.
In literacy.
In literacy.
Literacy specifically.
Not literacy regarding technology, but just literacy across.
Right. The United States, who spends more per student than any other country in the world, fails that there's here we go,
so
14 countries, 14 developed countries beat us out.
That puts them in like the bottom 33% then.
Well, actually, when you go into the study, you'll find out the U.S. Comes in dead last. There are some ties.
Boy. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get into that here a little bit. 855, 450 free. And then more about American millennials from the Pew Research folks.
Government school sucks and it ain't getting better, folks.
No, maybe they need more money, Mark.
That's the problem.
It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand
the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It is Free Talk Live. And it's the live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number allowing you to join us here on the radio waves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Tiger Light is back on Free Talk Live with a new device, Mark.
Yeah, this is the DAD. It works a lot like the original T100 that they had. It's a flashlight with a built-in pepper spray. Really awesome pepper spray, too. Not the like a little spritzer that you might buy at the convenience store or something for $10 or whatever. This thing will shoot 15 feet. They actually did what the reports are of the use of the Tiger Light is over and over again they noticed that law enforcement reported dropped like shot. They would say that the person fell to the ground as though they had been shot by this pepper spray because it just operates so differently than other pepper sprays. And I think that that's really important. And Michael Tighe, the creator of Tiger Light, wants that stressed. And I think he's right to want that. It also has integrated the crowd alert technology. It's a GPS crowd alert technology built in with Bluetooth. So go check it out at tigerlight.net if you want to know more about the DAD system. It's awesome. It's a lightweight, water-resistant, and durable thanks to its polycarbonate housing. You can get one for free. This is a $130 item. You can get it for free simply by going to demo.freetalklive.com, filling out the demographic survey that we have there, and giving us your email address. That's part of the survey. You don't have to give it, but then you won't win. There's no chance of winning the contest. Another part about it is we give things away all the time for the demographic survey, and you'll always be entered once you go there and fill this out.
You only have to enter once. That's all we ever want you to do.
Yeah, we don't want you to enter more than once. If you have, you're not helping yourself in any way. So go there. It's demo.freetalklive.com.
All right, back to the millennials here in a moment, Mark. You've got more from the study that tested millennials against other millennials, so American millennials versus other millennials around the rest of the world.
And
also,
other age groups.
People as old as age 65
yep.
on various different academic accuracy or whatever
yep.
abilities. Let's go first, though, to John in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live on the Live Sunday Show. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. In the wake of the San Bernardino shootings, I'm seeing something very interesting. I'm getting to see the arguments for anti-guns from the Democrats and anti-immigration from the Republicans side by side over the exact same incident. So 12 people were killed in San Bernardino. And, you know, from the New York Times point of view, that means we have to get rid of all assault weapons. Even though there's only 284 murders by rifle in a year, and there's twice as many people get killed with the murderer's bare hand.
Yeah.
You know, that's the solution to the problem from the point of view of the New York Times. And from the Republicans, the solution is, well, we have to stop immigrants from coming in. Even though there's millions of immigrants who want to come here, and almost all of them are totally peaceful. Very few of them are violent.
Mm-hmm.
We have to violate the rights of millions of people to stop, you know, a problem that is really very small. Of course, it was a horrible thing that happened in San Bernardino, but on a national scale, this is a drop in the bucket of the murders that happened in America anyway.
So the response from both sides is, we need more state.
Right. This is problem. I'm frustrated with a news story. I don't like seeing these news stories that are being sent my way. So we need new laws. Rather than looking at sort of statistics, rather than looking at what might actually help people, I'm going to react to the stuff that I'm being told. That's really what you're saying.
And I'm going to violate the rights of millions of people, and I'm going to set like their costs at nothing. I'm not going to count their costs as anything. I don't attribute any cost to immigrants who are living in dire poverty because they can't come here. I'm not going to attribute any cost to people who can't defend themselves because, you know, they denied a weapon. We don't count that. Instead, we just say, no, we can violate as many rights as we want to solve what is really, a very low-level threat.
Well, the New York Times says that there's no right that's absolute, and they're all subject to reasonable restriction, which, of course, is a direct contradiction to the idea of a right in the first place.
Well, there was a great response to that in Reason magazine by writer Brian Doherty, who pointed out that it really is, you know, they're planning on spending tons and tons of money on putting America in a state of really kind of political civil war, since there is so much resistance to what the New York Times wants. And they want to do all that for when rifles are only used to commit like 284 murders a year here, which is 2% of all murders. It makes no sense whatsoever what they would set this as this kind of a priority.
Don't you think that the mass shootings would go down if they outlawed handguns? I mean, outlawed guns generally, and they have done this in other places, and they generally don't have the mass shootings quite as much. The cost is that handguns are used 18 times. For every crime they have out there for handguns, 18 times it's used in defense is the idea, I think. I'd have to look at the statistics to be able to say that properly.
Life.
Yeah, but handguns are far more often used to protect life than they are, to do something else. They give equality to people who don't otherwise have it. They allow you to fight back against somebody you could not fight back against otherwise. And that's what the real value is to guns. And, yeah, there's some really terrible things that happen with rifles out there. But if you want to take away guns, you got to take away people's ability to defend themselves at the same time.
Well, there are some terrible things that happen with rifles. But, of course, you know, the overwhelming majority of murders committed with guns in America are committed with handguns, so there's far more with handguns. But, you know, as you say, handguns are more, you know, they are more often used as a defensive weapon, and that's true. I think that you you would have to show, like, a much greater benefit to justify taking guns away from people, because it's a legitimate right of an individual to be able to defend themselves. And you can't just base your gun ban on the fact that, oh, we think there would be less mass shootings, because that's just too flimsy. And when I look at the statistics, a lot of the statistics I hear about mass shootings in America, as compared with other countries, well, I'm seeing now that when you compare America to Europe as a whole, that it's pretty much on an even basis. They get just about as many mass shootings as we do with far stricter gun laws.
John, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to Jeff in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. So the New York Times, they're saying that rights should be limited, right? That rights are limited, should be limited, like the First Amendment that they're using to attack the Second Amendment. Like their right to use the First Amendment, they're aiming the First Amendment at the Second Amendment.
Yeah, they said that basically that rights are not absolute and they can be reasonably regulated.
So they could be regulated in the same way then?
Sure they could. I'm sure they would protest vehemently if the government were coming after their freedom of speech, of course, because that's the right that's important to them.
Exactly. They just want to pick and choose which ones to... It's sort of a cafeteria thing.
And that's right. Going to result in having no rights, because if you don't stand up for the rights of other people when the time is, you know, when the government's coming after them, then you can't expect those people to stand up for your rights when the government finally decides to come after you.
Right. If you speak out against people, civilian ownership of firearms, then you're using your right to freedom of speech. It's hilarious that people want their First Amendment right to be able to speak out against other people's Second Amendment rights.
Also, this is a different subject. You were talking about millennials. All my nephews are basically millennials, and they're all married and have good jobs, I think. You know, like one's a teacher, one's in the Air Force, and one's works for a railroad. But, I mean, they all have, like, you know, kind of skill jobs and stuff.
Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think it's to suggest that all millennials are incompetent. I mean, that's not what this study is saying. It's just ranking American millennials versus other millennials around the world.
And it's ominous.
And it doesn't look good. The overall numbers, we'll get into some of the details on it here. 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Maybe you are a millennial and you've got some comment.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation.
Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, Live Sunday edition. We've got time for you, plenty of it. In fact, you can dial in toll free to join us here. Bring up anything you want. It doesn't have to be about gun control or the millennials. But that is what we're discussing right now, specifically millennials, and a study that, Mark, you just barely begun to tell us about a few moments ago regarding American millennials, specifically comparing them to other people in other age demographics, and also American millennials comparing them to millennials around the globe, and finding that the results are less than stellar. We're going to get into more of that here also. Want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Please go enjoy the features. It's all free. You can download as many episodes as you want. You can watch the cam, chat in the chat room, submit content right to the front page. It's all free. But if you want to help support the show, then please do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. You can do it with Bitcoin. We had a new Bitcoin sign up this week, in fact. And Bitcoin actually allows you to sign up anonymously if you choose. You don't have to fill out billing info because it's Bitcoin. You don't need that stuff when you do a Bitcoin transaction. Now, of course, you can still do it the old-fashioned way with PayPal through any major credit card or Visa and MasterCard right through our website. So we got credit card, we got PayPal, we got Bitcoin. Those are pretty much the only... You know, those are the best ways to support anybody these days, and you can do that through the AMP program and get perks for yourself, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a super cool thing. So that allows you to interact with other amplifiers and hosts of the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's the way you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations to spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible. So please, amp the show, get the perks. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and do that as soon as possible. I sure do appreciate it. It's amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, in the last segment, I kind of ham-fistedly ran through some numbers I kind of remembered about handguns. And I do have... the quote, the citation here from a 2010 CDC report, cdc.gov, whatever, just long URL there, that handguns are used 80 times more often to protect a life than to take one.
80 times.
80 times.
In America.
Yeah, in the United States, as self-defense as opposed to homicide, accident, and suicide. accident and suicide are included in that number. So when people are telling you, people died because of guns, many times they're including people that accidentally got shot.
Okay.
And people that got drunk and decided to end their lives, or, you know, anybody who decides to end their life for whatever reason, and they use a gun to do it. I feel that is incredibly disingenuous.
Yeah,
yes, you're responsible for keeping your gun safe in your house, and then sometimes people are going to feel low and they're going to kill themselves, but they can kill themselves a variety of ways. The fact that they choose to use a gun does not mean necessarily guns are bad. So just watch out for the big fat liars out there. They're on both sides. Anyway,
so back to the millennials. You were telling us that they looked at millennials' ability to use technology in certain ways. Is that right?
Well, this is just a study generally. Let me read it to you. In literacy, U.S. millennials scored lower than 15 out of the 22. So there was came in 16th. Only millennials in Spain and Italy. There was a lot of ties in this, by the way. A lot of ties for last.
Okay.
But only millennials in Spain and Italy had lower scores in literacy.
So even though they were 16th out of 20-something, they were like 16th tied with a bunch or something like that?
Gotcha. That sort of thing.
Okay.
In numeracity, that's the ability to apply math to everyday situations. I'm not sure how good I would be with that, but I don't know. We'd see. U.S. millennials ranked last along with Italy and Spain again.
Okay.
By the way, Italy and Spain known as the sluggards of Europe. Sorry to say.
I didn't know that.
And just, busy partying instead of working. And in problem solving in technology-rich environments, this is a skill set that they refer to often in here, the PSTREs, problem solving in a technology-rich environment, U.S. millennials ranked last, along with the Slovak Republic, Ireland, and Poland. Tied for last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. Remember, the United States spends more per student than any of these countries.
Wow. All right.
And they continually come in last. The government school will continually say, we got to spend more money in order to be able to compete on a national scale. And they fail.
So I don't know if they go into this, but I wonder why, right? Like, these other countries have government schools, too.
True. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. They want to succeed more. Once you get to the top, it's like, whatever. I often use this example, and I think it's a fair one. In the time of Genghis Khan, you have these people who grew up in living in skin huts on the Mongol steppe. And they wanted very badly to have the riches of China and these sorts of things. So these were hardened people who grew up on horseback, and they were tough and rugged. And they managed to conquer a larger section of the swath of the world than any other group had before that. And I think, arguably, until the United States, maybe some British Empire or something like that. I don't know entirely. But up to that point, they certainly had. And in three generations, by the time Kublai Khan comes along, these are people that have grown up wearing robes of the finest silk, riches all around them, the ability to do whatever they want. And the empire falls apart in a few short generations, just falls apart. This wasn't some difficult empire to control either. This was just taking money from city-states, just collecting money, essentially. And they couldn't do that much because the drive was gone. When you see people in the United States, the success stories, often as not, they're often immigrants who come here from places where this is the place to come and succeed. And if they can get in, it truly is the place to come and succeed in many ways. But our children, they're busy worrying about which video games they're going to play and making sure that somebody doesn't get too much richer than, oh, you know what, I got to go vote some equality in. So...
Well, I would like to know what you, dear listener, believe the reasoning is for this. Like, why are American millennials doing so poorly in comparison with millennials all around the globe? I mean, we can point to government education, and there are a lot of problems with government education, but that's clearly not the only answer here, because there are government schools in all of those places that we're talking about. So why is one set of government schools more effective or one set of students less effective at learning things? That's what I'd like to know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Does it have to do with the sort of coddling of the American students? Does that not go on in Europe? Like, for instance, the helicopter parenting, is that a factor here where the parents are always present and ever-present and even all the way through college where they're hovering over them and making sure everything is going well? They're not giving them a chance to sort of succeed on their own?
Or I don't believe that for a second. I bet those students are some of the best where their parents are involved. Absolutely. And I'd like to know where homeschool students compare on this, because they're not going to tell you that. I mean, I'll bet you homeschool students, you know, are kicking all the Europeans' butt back over the Rhine, is what my guess would be.
Maybe.
And, you know, helicopter parents, you can say what you want about them, the social skills of their kids. I suspect those kids are probably among the best educated.
I don't know about that, Mark.
The helicopter parents are the ones who are walking their kids through school in many cases.
Yeah, but they're also not letting their kids grow on their own. They're not putting them out and, you know, they're the opposite of a free-range parent, right? The helicopter parent is this overprotective mommy that is always there for their little boy or little girl, even when they're 25 years old or whatever.
Tiger mom's kids know how to play the piano. They know how to do math. They know how to read.
Tiger mom?
Tiger mom. This is this is a book that came out a few years ago.
Not familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. You know, popular
is
culture isn't your thing.
Is it Tiger Chinese, mom a helicopter mom?
Chinese mom who said, you're going to play the piano, and you're going to learn to do well in school. And if you don't, hell will come down upon you in the form of a Chinese mother who will not let you do anything.
Hmm.
Now, is that a helicopter parent?
I think it's close. I don't know.
It's authoritarianism of a sort. Yeah. And look, Ian, I'm sorry to tell you, but the whole idea that free range kids just flocked computers to learn physics and it's the impression you give that if you just release kids, that somehow they're going to learn all the really great stuff. They're going to be the best in the world. No, they're not.
That's not necessarily what free range parenting is, as I understand it.
Well, free range parenting is different than unschooling.
Free ranging, right? I was talking about free range parents. Versus helicopter parents. I'm just speculating here on, you know, why American students or American millennials are so poor in comparison or poor at doing things.
Because the schools suck, Ian. That's why. We have turned this over. We have disenfranchised our families, disenfranchised our kids from the learning process, turned them over to unions.
Okay, so then what's different then compared to government schools in other places? Why are those schools so much better?
Because America has been on top so long.
All right, that still doesn't satisfy me. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You don't have to claw your way to the top? Then you don't. Then you never learn the skills to climb.
How long has it been like this? I mean, has it been a slow decline over time, or has it fallen off a cliff?
It hasn't fallen off a cliff, no.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your comments on American millennials versus the world. And maybe you are a millennial. You can see it from the inside. What are we missing here? It's Free Talk.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who'll never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.